Hello everyone, it's Adam here. I hope you're very well. It's a beautiful sunny day here in London. It's September and it's sultry. It's lovely. But I can't get out to play today. I'm desk bound. I'm surrounded here by books and records, and I'm having a lovely time, I'll be frank with you. I'm working on my musical Kensington tours, which are coming out soon. Two of them. One of them is a virtual tour and the other is a walking tour. So I'm having a lot of fun working on my tour today. I've just fallen down a little bit of a rabbit hole with my research here. And I wonder if you'd like to come with me and have a look to see what we can see. I've just read, and I didn't know this, John Barry, the great composer of film soundtracks. He lived in Kensington at Killarn Court for a period. I wondered if I could connect John Barry with as many different musical Kensingtonites as possible. So yes, I've disappeared down a rabbit hole with this one. Come with me, let's see who we can pick up along the way. John Barry, famous composer of soundtracks. Born in 1933, lived in Kensington for a period. He's greatly associated with the James Bond franchise. He composed, and I think this is right, he composed, I think, 11 James Bond soundtracks. Now, you check that with my colleague Justin, who leads the James Bond tours. He's the James Bond expert around here. But he's greatly associated with the franchise, John Barry. Prolific, not just the James Bond franchise. He composed the soundtrack for a lovely movie in 1965 called The Knack and How to Get It, a swinging 60s classic starring Michael Crawford and Rita Tushingham. In black and white, it's maybe a little bit dated in terms of its themes today, but an interesting period piece with a terrific soundtrack. The soundtrack, John Barry's soundtrack, was described by Jonathan Ross as being breezily disenchanted. What a lovely thing to be, breezily disenchanted. So the movie, in black and white, is shot in West Central London, Kensington Square included, The Knack and How to Get It, shot partially in Kensington Square, where Hubert Parry lived, and there's a plaque to prove it. Hubert Parry was the director of the Royal College of Music and the composer, of course, of Jerusalem. His daughter Gwendolyn, who was a writer, bear with me, his daughter Gwendolyn, who was a writer, married the great Irish baritone Henry Plunkett Green. They lived, all three of them, at one point in Kensington Square. Harry Plunkett Green's grandson, I hope I've got that right, his grandson was Alexander Plunkett Green. Now, Alexander Plunkett Green was the husband of Mary Quant, the designer, whose premises bazaar at King's Road helps the 60s swing, her store on King's Road, in here in the Royal Borough of Kensington and Chelsea. Now, one of her early window dressers was a chap called Andrew Lugh Oldham. And Andrew Lugh Oldham goes on to become the manager of the Rolling Stones. He made the Rolling Stones infamous. And the infamous lead singer of the Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger, himself a former denizen of the Royal Borough of Kensington and Chelsea, starred in a movie in the late 1960s called Performance. Performance, a countercultural thriller set in swinging 60s London, at the fag end of swinging 60s London, co-starring James Fox. Now, we're told that the atmosphere on the set of Performance with Jagger and James Fox was so kind of charged with countercultural excess that James Fox had to retire from acting for a couple of years to tend to his, you know, spiritual health. Sounds like good fun. So the two of them starred in Performance, which was shot in part in Powis Square, also here in the Royal Borough of Kensington and Chelsea. James Fox's great-great-grandfather, again, I'll double-check that, James Fox's great-great-grandfather was a chap called Samson Fox, And Samson Fox, terrific name. Samson Fox. You're going to achieve stuff with a name like that, aren't you? Samson Fox was the man who paid for the building of the Royal College of Music here in Kensington. He was a Yorkshire industrialist, the inventor, wait for it, of the corrugated flue. There you go. It made him a very wealthy man, and he stumped up £45,000 for the building of the Royal College of Music here in Kensington. There's a bust of Samson Fox in the foyer of that great conservatoire. Among the many, many legendary musicians to come through those doors, I'm going to pick Arthur Bliss for our purposes today, because Arthur Bliss helps us take our story on a little bit. Arthur Bliss, composer of the Colour Symphony, a very interesting piece of music from the 20th century. He was the master of the Queen's music, appointed as such in the 1953. He composed music to commemorate the death of Churchill in 1965, Arthur Bliss. And he also composed the soundtrack for a 1936 movie called Things to Come, written by H.G. Wells, who studied at the Royal College of Science, now Imperial College London, here in Kensington. H.G. Wells wrote The War of the Worlds. The War of the Worlds in the 1970s was turned into a musical version on record by the composer, American-born, naturalised British citizen Geoff Wayne. It's been performed live at the Royal Albert Hall here in Kensington. But the original record version starred Julie Covington, the great singer and actress, who goes on to perform in Evita, the landmark musical written by Andrew Lloyd Webber, who was born right here, you've guessed it, in the borough of Kensington and Chelsea. One of his many collaborators, Lloyd Webber, is Don Black, lyricist, among many other things, on the projects Aspects of Love and Sunset Boulevard. Among Don Black's many other collaborators, back in 1965, he worked on the soundtrack of the James Bond movie Thunderball. The soundtrack was composed, of course, by John Barry. Full circle. Thanks for coming with me. If you like that kind of thing, if that's the kind of thing you like, come and join me on the musical Kensington tour. And that's a walking tour. That's taking place on Sunday, the 4th of October, 2020. And there's also the Musical Kensington virtual tour. That takes place on the 1st of October, 2020, at 7:30 in the evening, conducted on Zoom. Lovely to chat to you. I'm going to go and have a lie down now. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you very soon.